Got some great news coming from Senators Martin Heinrich of New Mexico and Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri. And I will toss it over to Senator Martin Heinrich to get started.
Thank you, Aaron, and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining Senator Blunt and I as we mark this major step forward for our bipartisan bill, the Recovering America's Wildlife Act. I can't say enough good things about Senator Blunt's leadership on this effort, and we're going to discuss just what that meant here today. And I would also like to extend my thanks to EPW Chairman Tom Carper and Ranking Member Shelley Moore Capito for holding today's markup, for working with us to reach a bipartisan agreement, and for helping us move this bill forward today. We obviously still have plenty of work ahead of us, but I am so proud of the constructive and bipartisan path that we have forged for this monumental legislation. You know, we sat down with Chairman Carper and Ranking Member Capito and engaged in a really productive dialogue in the months since our committee hearing late last year. We were able to come to an agreement on this landmark legislation that we just passed out of committee on a 15-5 vote. So really one of the strongest votes for a major piece of legislation that I've seen in quite a while. And I'm incredibly confident that if we can keep up our momentum, we will pass this bill through the full Senate with broad bipartisan support. I should also add that we continue to work closely with our partner, Representative Debbie Dingell, to make sure that RAWA will advance through the House of Representatives as well. But the real takeaway is that today was another successful step towards a complete paradigm shift in how we protect and recover wildlife in this country. We have seen how conservation laws like Pittman-Robertson and Dingell-Johnson helped us recover sport fish and game species like elk and mule deer in my home state. But it has been clear for decades that there are thousands of species and plants and animals that are facing serious declines, slipping closer and closer to getting listed as threatened or endangered, and some really slipping towards extinction. That's why it's so critical for us to provide dedicated, reliable investments in the kind of proactive, voluntary, on-the-ground wildlife conservation projects that we know work to recover plants and animals to healthy population levels. I like to think of this type of habitat restoration work as sort of the preventative medicine of wildlife recovery. It's always worse if you wait till you're in the emergency room. And by funding more upfront wildlife and habitat restoration work, we can prevent many more species from ever being listed as threatened or endangered. And the investments that we are advancing in RAWA will really allow us to partner with states, tribal nations, and U.S. territories to restore wildlife early in the process rather than waiting until they need sort of emergency room interventions. And I'll close by saying just how proud I am of the coalition, the sportsmen and sportswomen, conservationists, scientists, states, tribes, wildlife advocates, and others who've been key partners throughout this entire process. Their calls on Congress to pass RAWA are the driving force in what has gotten us to this point so far. And I know there are so many Americans who share my desire to pass on to our kids and our grandkids the same abundant American wildlife that I was lucky enough to experience growing up. Future generations deserve to inherit the full complement of our nation's natural heritage, from bison to bumblebees, as well as traditions like hunting and fishing and wildlife watching. The Recovering America's Wildlife Act offers us the best chance to deliver that inheritance. And after today, we are one huge step closer to delivering a historic bipartisan victory on species recovery and wildlife habitat. And to keep up our momentum, we're going to work with our growing bipartisan group of co-sponsors and our amazing coalition of supporters from all across this country, red, blue, and everywhere in between, to get this bill on the floor for a vote by the full Senate. So with that, it is really my incredible honor to turn it over to my partner in this effort, U.S. Senator Roy Blunt.
Well, thank you, Senator Heinrich. This has been a great effort so far. Your leadership has been incredible and tireless in this. I'm really pleased to be able to be your partner in this effort. I think it is a big change as in the way we look at endangered species, at what we're going to be doing to help restore species that may be nearing being endangered. Really, part of this is a piece of federal legislation that's designed so that the federal government doesn't have to get very involved in these species issues. The states, for some time, have had in almost every instance a long-term plan as to what to do to be sure that endangered species didn't move in the wrong direction but started moving back in the right direction. This piece of legislation will help provide funding that they don't have now, and it has a specific purpose, and it's well understood and has been deeply embraced by the state conservation commissions, at least in our state, that's what we call it, and whatever in all across the country. We've seen that in addition to the sporting groups, a wide range of sporting groups that care about this. And by the way, I don't want to forget to mention, we've had incredible staff support on this. As we work to get the bill in the form it passed in today, our staff support reaching out to every outside group they thought might need to know, might have a question about this, reaching out to our co-sponsors. We started with 16 Republican and 16 Democrat co-sponsors. Very seldom do you have a bill that has 32 co-sponsors equally divided, focused on something this big. Restoring America's wildlife is, I think we've been saying a once-in-a-generation opportunity, but Senator Heinrich and I both know that it's been longer than that. And in fact, about 20 years ago, a piece of legislation like this almost made it, but didn't make it. And I'm sure they thought that was a once-in-a-generation effort. So that's, half a century probably before anything like this has been done. I think that's why it's gotten so much enthusiasm. But again, our staff did a great job of getting us to this point today and now are going to continue to be very involved as we're keep our coalition together, continue to work with Representative Dingell and others on the other side of the building. We have a good reason to get this to the floor with that kind of bipartisan sponsorship, certainly should be well within the range of getting the 60 votes it'll take to pass a bill like this. But when you start with 32 co-sponsors, that's a pretty good start. Seeing what happens as the state wildlife agencies engage with their members and talk about what they could do with this amount of money to enhance the plan that's out there, an awful lot of this effort will be focused on public-private partnerships, working with private landowners who frankly would want to have wildlife and other species on their property, the plants, the wildlife, the fish, the things on their property that they know have been there, need to be there, they would hope to continue to be there. And that partnership with a local state agency is just so much more appealing than getting into some kind of regulatory environment that you really haven't been able to address in the way that they'll be able to be partners in plans like this and prevent that from happening. So looking to see what we can do next to get this off the Senate floor, back over to the House on the president's desk and get all that done during this session of Congress. And again, Senator Heinrich's been a great leader on this effort. I've been glad to be his partner as we've gotten this far. And like him, I'm really grateful that Senators Capito and Carper, the two top Republican, the top Democrat, and Senator Carper, the chairman of that committee, found a way to work together to where they made the changes that need to be made to get this bill where it could move to the next step. And so glad to be with all of you. And I'm sure Senator Heinrich and I are both anxious to answer any questions you might have.